So tell me something about the rules in the nurses' home.
Well, they were very strict. The home sisters, we always felt that the home sisters were nurses who probably wouldn't be able to cope with the ward work, but were older nurses, possibly mostly single, and whose then role was to just ensure there was law and order in the nurses' home. And they would be surrogate mothers, really, surrogate parents, and they would check up on your bedrooms. And the night sister, she had a heck of a time because she'd be locking the doors and nurses would be climbing in windows, and she'd be, you know, trying to catch them, and they'd be doing terrible things to her, really, you know, sort of, especially the girls, I suppose it was a bit like being in a boarding school, you know, they would, but the rules were, yes, they were strict. You had to be in bed, and they would make, I was reading a book one night, and she came, the night sister knocked on my door, and she said, turn out your light, nurse. And I only had about, you know, three, I said, I mean, nope, turn off your light, nurse. So we all had torches, and it was like we were naughty little schoolgirls reading with torches under the blankets. But they weren't, you know, I guess they were par for what you would think at the time, that as 18-year-olds we were still considered that we needed to have some surveillance. And as because they were surrogates of our parents, they, you know, they didn't really want these girls sort of getting drunk or getting pregnant or anything, and I guess the rules were there to design to and to make sure that you were fit to be on duty, that you had adequate sleep if you're on night duty and that sort of thing.